Well, we're not looking at the playoffs right now, and we're not really thinking about being undefeated. You know, there's a simple way how we got here, and that's focusing on the opponent that we have in front of us. And this week we've got a formidable one in the New York Giants.
I know you guys played big games, Super Bowl, stuff like that. This is on all three networks. Does this do anything, just get more fans involved? Or
that it's on three stations?
Yeah.
No.
But it's going to feel good that the fans are all involved in that.
I feel happy for them. Yes, I know we have a lot of fans all over the country because when we go to visiting stadiums, we travel well. And so I know a lot of them that wouldn't be able to get this now can get it, and I'm happy for them that they can see it. It should be a good game.
What do you see as one of the biggest challenges that you're facing against the Giants?
I think defensively is they're a great running team. And they had a lot of success last week versus Buffalo, and they've got three very capable backs, starting with Jacobs. I mean, the guy's big, strong, and he's tough to bring down. And the offensive line is good at getting on hat on a hat, and so he can hit those holes, run through arm tackles. We've really got to do a great job of wrapping him up.
Is he an anomaly?
What's that? I think so. I think so, to see somebody that big and that strong and someone that's able to pull away like he does. I mean, we watch on film how there are some guys that we respect out there on the defensive side of the ball that aren't able to run him down. So that's a great indicator for us how much speed he actually has.
And I was reading the transcript you had on a conference call with the New York media yesterday. I believe you were quoted saying that coach has been tougher this year than any other year on you guys.
Yeah, I think Coach Belichick has had great focus this year. I think if there's been any year where players or coaches alike can maybe lose focus, it's when you have a lot of success. I mean, when you get to 12-0, 13-0, 14-0, 15-0, I mean, it's easy to maybe get complacent, but I haven't seen any of that in Coach this year. I haven't seen any of that in his staff, and I think that's a credit to them on just putting their nose down and just focus on what's next and really transcending that message to us so we can get it off in this locker room also.
How does it help to have such a veteran defense?
I think the experience helps in terms of focus, because we do have some young guys in here, and we've had some success this year. So starting with the veterans, that we can relay the message of just focusing on what's next at the task at hand and not worry about the success that we've had, because had is past tense, and we want to continue to have it.
Well, Teddy, how do you feel the defense has evolved over the course of the year?
I think every week We've shown progress. I think early in the year, but then we lost Rosie, so we had to do a little bit of reshuffling there, linebacker wise, conceptually wise, and defensive wise. I mean, with Rosie out, one of your best pass rushers, then you ask Adelius to go play a new position. You have to get used to that. But what I'm really encouraged about is the production that we've shown in the red zone the last few weeks, that we've been able to move up from the bottom. I think that's something that we're happy about, and have some fourth down stops. I mean, Pittsburgh last week can really boost our confidence.
During your championship years, you were particularly good in the red zone, so that hasn't gone well for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bottom line stat. I mean, do you let them score? I mean, they can get down inside the 25, they can get down inside your 10, but do you let them in? And then do you let them in your end zone? And then do you stop them totally, or do you just hold them to a field goal attempt? I mean, those are goals that we have and what we're thinking about when we're down there.